don't about to
pierce your ears with songs that don't suck.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Calistoga. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama red, Acapulco gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, Gange from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera floors, and that rare Manhattan silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kid, he smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in nine. And everybody sits back and says, "Hey, this just might take some time." See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's, with fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, "Damn it, bitch! There's nothing left to roll! Nothing left to roll!" screams Pearl. "Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around! Man, I come here to smoke!" And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearlie Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She's been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke them faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, "Beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll."
That was the great Shel Silverstein. Well, you can smoke it, you can chew it, you can really try to do it, smoking pot, 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 pot. Well, you can sing it in a song, you can smoke it in a bong, smoking pot, 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 pot. Well, it's the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation, smoking pot, 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 pot. Let's go! Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Come on, let's go smoke some pot. Well, there was Eddie Brickell and the New Bohemian smoking pot, 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 pot. Well, there's the Black Crows and Driving and Crying smoking pot, 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 pot. There's the Spin Doctors and Blues Travelers smoking pot, 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 pot. Let's go! Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Come on, let's go smoke some pot. Let's go!
I smoked too much pot. I went to Lollapalooza and everybody out there was smoking pot. I saw Blind Melon and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and Widespread Panic. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Dash Riprock. Like I said before, that was Shel Silverstein. Thanks for tuning in to Pretty Vacant this week. Making up for sleeping through 420 last week. And that's the way it goes sometimes.
she done kicked me off the team. For wearing high heel sneakers and acting like a queen.
School.
Just what I said, I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick, that's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No!
I said stand up!
I let go of my hair, man!
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you!
Good! Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up! I'm not done talking to you! Now turn around and bend over!
What are you gonna do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Shut up! I haven't even touched it yet! Now I want you to know this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, oh, hey, is that man! Tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk
yeah.
back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, when I was putting this show together, I was thinking about it being 420, and then 420 didn't happen, at least not on the radio station. And I'm going to tell you, I never heard of a radio station being closed on 420 before. So we just heard Earache My Eye, Cheech and Chong classic. And we got a little bit of a Henry Porter update. Not much. I told you my old friend said that he had known him, but knew that he was not named Henry Porter. But, can't really, haven't yet really confirmed that. I did, however, take a trip out to see his wife, Ruby. We pulled up, and she was in the backyard hanging up the clothes. And, kind of rolled up in a cloud of dust. And, Henry owes me a little money, so, started talking to Ruby, and she was saying how times are tough, and she was thinking about bumming a ride back to her old hometown. But she changed the subject every time Henry came up. Alright, let's enjoy the rest of this. This is Yeska. Completely lost due to incompetence.
Attention all units, attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. We are changing from a Code 3 direct pursuit to a Code 347. Completely lost due to incompetence.
Once again, that's Yeska, completely lost due to incompetence. And I do know that feeling.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Another one, just like the other one. That one's just about burned to the end. So come on and be a real friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Everybody sing along this time.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The Fraternity of Man. I thought when I was putting this show together, it's going to be pretty weed-based, just because I thought it was going to happen on 420.
Panama Red, Panama Red.
I think it's got a little Dr. Vito influence on it.
Your head, Panama Red, Panama Red. Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Judges don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. He comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed.
New Riders of the Purple Sage. This, Hank Flamingo.
The weather got high on the White House roof, and old Merle Haggard likes to smoke that hooch. There's a tale or two to tell on Jerry Lee. My favorite country singer is Johnny Cash. And back in 68, he liked to smoke that hash. So if it's okay by June, I guess it's all right with me. Roll up your homegrown. The same beer will make you cry. And good corn liquor will make you fat. And Jose Cuervo, well, you're no friend of mine. But I like the smell, and I like the taste of a big old fat one stuck right.
Good old Hank. Hank Flamingo.
Oh yes, boys. Play it sweet for me. I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. When my friend yells through my transom, grab your coat and get your hat, son. Oh, there's a nut town on the corner. I give them dollar bills away. But I sat around a bit and then had another hit and then rolled myself a bomber, thought about my mama, looked around, fooled around, played around a while, and then
I got stoned and I made a stiff. I got stoned and I made a stiff. I got stoned and it rolled right by.
It took 7 months of urging just to get the local virgin with the sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. And next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. But when she asked me how I'd liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit.
I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Yes, I was.
And it rolled right by.
Yes, it did.
I was stoned.
Oh, yes, I was.
I was stoned. I was stoned. Oh, me, oh, my.
Go get it now. No excuses for the many things I uses just to brighten my relationships and sweeten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I have to say
I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Yes, I was.
And it rolled right by. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Shel Silverstein once again. We're going to bump into him a couple of more times, I believe, in this hour. This is the Laughing
Who's
Hyenas.
That coming through the park? wearing rhinestones after dark, looking way too fat to be a cop. He's been keeping Memphis clean from his long white limousine, fighting crime with those fast karate chops. Well, Elvis was a narc in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me. Now I still can't believe that the king would have OD. He never did the drugs they say he did. And even though he's DOA, I still hear people say somewhere out there in Graceland they're all hid. Elvis was a narc in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me. Well, Elvis was a narc in rhinestones after dark. He did his best keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
Thank you very much.
The Laughing Hyena Singers. And now, we're going to listen to, arguably, one of the greatest bands in rock and roll, if not the greatest. I don't care what anybody says. That band Free could hold a candle to these guys.
Thank you. for smoking of the noble weed. You need much more than him. You've been telling lies so long, some believe they're true. So they close their eyes to things you have no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, hope will start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time.
Steppenwolf. Don't step on the grass, Sam.
Smoked a lot of pot back then. Back then, you could get real high just standing next to me. I had street value. At my draft physical, my blood pressure was 120 over groovy. I did LSD. Was able to see 40 years into my future. I was taking a nap. Nailed it. I had an acid flashback while I was suffering from acid reflux. For 6 hours, I thought I was a spicy buffalo wing.
That was Andy Huggins. Now we're going to hear some Search Boys. Search Boys are going to go searching. I don't know what they're going to go searching for, but they're going to go searching.
Every which way, oh, I
right. I said there was a little more Shel Silverstein coming up. There's just one more. This is a Shel Silverstein penned this song. This is Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Acapulco Gold.
I love to hit the guitar, man. Oh, I love to sing. I love to sing it. She was dancing when I seen her in a Mexican cantina in a neighborhood they call La Zona Roja. She had a child's smile, but she told me in a while it would take a lot of gold to get to know her. Oh! Acapulco Goldie, John, did you go? You said you'd always hold me, but you run away with me, Acapulco Gold. Oh, that's a terrible thing you did. I knew there's no one cuter. Then she said she was a puta. I said, what does puta mean? And so she told me, oh no. Then we went to meet the dealer. We smoked and drank tequila. Then the lights went out and I guess that's when she rolled me. Just like Acapulco Goldie. Where did you go? You said you'd always hold me, but you vamos away with me, Acapulco Gold. Yeah, but you run away with me, Acapulco Gold. Oh, Goldie, how can you do these things to me? Where's my gun? Who took my gun? I don't feel good. I don't feel good, man. Stop the guitar. Stop the guitar.
Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, man. But I bet a lot of cuts don't know, you know.
No, I mean, look at that, man. It was like a radio station. Anyway, the request lines are now open, KGFJ Soul Radio.
Do it now, man.
Request lines are now.
It's open, man. Go ahead, say it.
And then I'm gonna take off your dress. And then I'm gonna take off your bra. And then I'm gonna take off your shoes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, headquarters. Come in, headquarters.
This is Officer Clyde. We use the codename, the codename!
Headquarters, come in, please. This is codename Hardhead.
Hard Hat! Give me that. Hello, Radio Dispatch. This is codename Hard Hat. Codename Hard Hat. Do you read me? Over.
Was that lard ass?
Hard Hat. Codenamed Hard Hat. Do you read, Radio Dispatch?
Hey, got something for you, lard ass.
Hard Hat! Hard Hat! Do you understand?
Lard ass!
Hard Hat! Radio Dispatch, do you know who this is?
No, who is this is?
This is Sergeant Stadenko.
Oh, yeah? You know who this is?
No.
Bye-bye, lard ass.
Let's walk out strong. I've got a few bills. I'm gonna buy myself a little lip. Then I'm gonna call my body. Oh, the telephone is in. Let's look at the storm today now.
working so hard, yes, all day long. Everything I'm trying to do, I know it always seems to turn out wrong. Well, that's why I'm all stand back. Yourself a taste. Oh, but don't you blow your cool, no, no. And stop messing up the man's play. I said, you know how my friends, and tell yourself a near pounding. Oh, but don't pull down. She's got so much bread. Hey, it's time for the process. It's going straight to his head. Well, you know I'm coming to smoke it. It's like a dog without a bone in his head. City. I was living on 8th Avenue in a crazy place called Lowe's Midtown Motor Inn. Oh, I thought I was going insane both day and night. Little wall sat on my little bed in my spaceship. Listen to my radio. And a man keeps telling me all about. Oh, he says there's 350,000 little people all hanging out in one big piece of ground. So. Oh, and I thought to myself, it's gonna come true someday. Hey, we get a little nearer that land, both there and mine. So whether you turn around to your brother, your sister, your mother, your police officer, anybody else you want to talk to, or you gotta say to your friend, let's
thank you so much.
Yeah, when I chose that song, I couldn't decide if I wanted to do Ray Charles or Joe Cocker, but man, that Joe Cocker at Woodstock.
This is
cut too much.
A little tune.
Just enough,
that,
really.
Has been done for donkey's years.
All right, I'm just about out of here. Got a piece of work coming up next.
Thank you.
Always good times. Voyager 3 after that. So much good stuff. Check out the WMCB.net. Just look at all the good shows we got there. A lot of that, the live DJ stuff, is all archived. So you can go back and listen to all these great shows. Thank you for tuning in, if I haven't said that already. And have a good week.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a tote and all my cares go up in smoke. Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bomber y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todo mis cares go up in smoke. Hay gente que se mortifica all the time. Se hacen viejos antes de su tiempo. But I say arrebata all the gustos you can find. Porque all the time, get high time.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I want to be. Cause when I'm high, the world is low, don't bother me.
Just remember, I don't decide.